You're listening to SBS News.
Today was not the budget day the Federal Treasurer would have anticipated. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is now in self-isolation, awaiting the results of a COVID-19 test after suffering a prolonged coughing bout on the floor of Parliament.
And Adrian, owner of an auto business... Sorry.
Too long a speech.
He had just been outlining the devastating economic impacts of coronavirus as the Prime Minister Scott Morrison watched on.
Australia finds itself at war against a faceless and flagless enemy. The coronavirus has created a 1-in-100-year event, a health and economic shock the likes of which the world has never seen.
The Treasurer confirmed the biggest quarterly fall in GDP on record, plunging 10% at a cost of $50 billion. Household consumption has dropped by 16%, business investment 18%, house sales 40%, new car sales have dropped by 48%, and domestic and international air travel by 97%. Having pumped $320 billion into the economy, the equivalent of 16% of GDP, the underlying cash deficit is now $22.4 billion, close to $10 billion more than expected. Economists are expecting the two biggest deficits in Australian history as government debt swells from $560 billion to $618 billion.
Overall, the economic data has been sobering. Australians know there is no money tree. What we borrow today, we must repay in the future.
Job ads are halving as construction, manufacturing and services record their largest ever monthly falls. This time last year, the Treasurer had slightly prematurely announced an economy back in black as the surplus was celebrated but never actually delivered. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese asked the Prime Minister if he has any regrets.
I'm asked about regrets, Mr. Speaker. I can tell you one thing. The Australian people don't have regrets about what they did on May 19 last year, Mr. Speaker.
The Greens are calling for the temporary doubling of job seeker payments to become permanent, at the same time as some in the coalition are calling for JobKeeper to be wound back early. Opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers has criticised the wage subsidy scheme after more than 1 million fewer workers signed up than expected.
This is not a saving to be celebrated. It is hundreds of thousands more breadwinners heading off to Centrelink instead. Too many Australians are left out and left behind. That this Treasurer and this government is fumbling the implementation of this crucial program.
Before being tested himself, the Treasurer had warned Australians that flouting strict social distancing measures could cost lives and the economy. The Treasurer said doing so could see restrictions reimposed at a loss of more than $4 billion per week to the economy. The Treasurer is now reminded to follow the Chief Health Minister Brendan Murphy's advice to stay home when unwell. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.